This is the SML Podcast.
We could always talk about rocket launchers.
Yes. Best rocket launchers of 2014.
Indeed.
Sponsored by Batman.
Sponsored by Batman, yeah. So what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris. We're getting right to it, apparently.
I'm waiting for him.
Okay, and I'm motherfucking okay. Pappy, goddammit.
What's up, everyone? I'm Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I'm fucking Pappy.
That's gross.
But he probably is.
He could be.
I'm currently masturbating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you are. I can hear it, actually. Now you're just making sounds with your mouth.
Oh. That's him masturbating.
Episode 97?
90-ish. I don't know.
God, we are getting close.
How the fuck did we make it this far?
Well, you didn't. You're like new.
How many episodes did I miss? Like four?
Nah, you missed a couple more than that because your stretch when you were recording with that one band.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then like Tim and I had to talk by ourselves and
horrifying.
That game's done.
Cool.
Did you enjoy talking about PC games for an hour and a half?
No, I wanted to shoot myself right in the throat.
So I guess we're not going to get our opinion on that before we start?
No, we'll do that next week. We'll see if we can get them on. For the people wondering, we are chatting about the game hashtag IDARB, which stands for I Drew a Red Box. New game coming out in February, which will be free with Games with Gold for the Xbox One.
On release.
Yes, free on release, and they have been granting certain people early access codes to the full complete game, and I scored one, and the game is fucking awesome. I can't even explain it. It's just batshit insane, which will probably qualify for our batshit insane award next year, but we have awards to hand out this year first.
Spoiler, they don't actually get any kind of award.
Yeah. They get our blessing, I guess.
I'm not even going to say blessing. Some of them are going to be curses. Some of them are going to be...
They get our recognition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Public recognition.
Rectumnition.
Like, four people will be happy that they got awards.
Nobody will be happy that they got awards.
There are a handful of best in there.
Yeah, but they still won't be happy. Like, they'll just be like, oh, some dipshits gave us some sort of non-existent award. Woohoo.
Ooh, someone thinks that we have, like, the best DLC. Eat our dick.
Which, I mean, to be fair, we're recording this on the 16th of December.
Yeah.
The majority of the time when you do, like, end-of-year things, it's normally, like, at least in the 20s of December.
We'll rerun this in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We could.
And we'll just label it episode 99.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, we totally did another podcast.
Yeah.
Nobody will know.
Just do a different intro.
That would be a waste of episode 99, though.
It would. We are pretty good at wasting things.
We are.
To be completely honest, with you, I feel like we should skip next week so that, because it's Christmas, you know.
I think next week would be perfect for best Christmas gifts. The day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And then we put it up, and then you put it up the day after. Yeah.
But I feel like, we should skip next week because of the holidays, and then what, the week after that would be 98.
Yeah.
Then we skip another one for the new year. Then we do one for 99, and then skip another week and just do 100 at MacFest.
Nah, because we don't even know if we're getting a panel yet.
Or you do 98 next week, 99 the week after, 5. And 100 is the first one you actually record in 2015.
No.
Ooh. I think it works out that way anyways.
That's what it would work out. I think, no, it wouldn't, actually.
Yes. Yes, it would. Trust me, I know math.
I don't know.
No, you don't. You went to Berwick.
Trust me, I opened a calendar while saying it.
Still don't believe you.
I don't trust you.
You are a lying son of a bitch.
I am made of lies.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, realistically, yeah, it's true.
I have been whoring out that first week in January for episode 100 to someone I've been trying to get on the show since like episode one, and I'm really, really hoping it'll come through, but I'm starting to doubt it. But just in case it comes through, I don't want to bump the date.
I suppose.
The thing is, if we do 103 at MAGFest, that'll be the first, that'll be like the season premiere of season three.
Season
God.
Three. Yeah, because 102 would be two complete years.
Yeah, that's true.
Or no, 104 would, I don't know, what the fuck ever.
Numbers, dude. Numbers.
I can't number.
Number.
My handwriting is so terrible. I wrote a void and it looks like a ward.
My number now.
All right. You know what? Let's get this shit started.
Yeah, because
we'll have shit to shit on.
Let's start out on a high note. Best PC game sponsored by Tim PC Robinson. Let's see. What PC games have I played this year?
None, right?
Binding of Isaac.
Okay.
And so terrible with that game.
That's fair.
That is a fair choice because that game is fantastic.
I've heard a lot of people praise that game. I think I actually got it on PC. I just don't think I've ever played it. Let's go to the judges.
Let's go to the Steam judges.
Steam judges.
Judges, give it a 7.
Steam judges? Binding of Isaac. There it is. Okay. So I do have it.
Okay, but have you played it?
No. It's not even installed.
You son of
a... I have it. I played it for 3.5 minutes.
Joe, look it. Joe.
No. I'm Joe. Good. Don't Joe. Care.
Look.
Don't care.
This is my library. Look okay. How many of them are grayed out.
You should see my Steam library.
Like, those will never get installed.
Again, you should see my Steam library.
Yeah, but like I shouldn't even have these.
Oh no,
games.
I did play a different PC game this year.
I shouldn't even own these.
Then why do you?
It was in a Humble Bundle.
So you got all the Fear games.
All the Fear games, and I hate survival horror.
I'm changing my vote because I realized I did play another PC game this year. Goat Simulator.
Yes.
I never got to play it.
I am going with Goat Simulator as my PC game of the year.
I never got to
play it. Did I gift that to you, or did you actually get it yourself?
I actually got that.
Okay.
I still haven't played it.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Apparently they're doing an MMO.
Oh, it's already out.
It's already out?
Yeah. The MMO expansion is out. I haven't played it.
Interesting.
Because it's on the PC.
All right, so moving on. Chris, what's yours?
Yeah, what's your choice for PC game of the year?
Are you really...
Sponsored by Tim.
Here's the problem that I'm having with this. I didn't really play too many PC games this year, to be honest.
But what have you played?
Diablo.
Then there's your pick.
Yeah, but did the expansion came out this year, right?
I don't know when it came out. That's still your PC game of the year.
Judges?
I'm not looking shit up.
God damn it. Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, seasons were this year.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's not a new game.
So?
My winner is Shovel Knight.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Diablo 3.
Despite the fact that you're playing it on PC instead of a console where it was meant to be played.
I supported the Kickstarter. Okay. I've got an actual physical copy of Vert's music on CD.
So do I.
It's sexy.
Let's see here. Release dates. It was this year. Yeah, it was 2014. It was March on computer. So yeah, I'll go Reaper of Souls.
Okay.
I mean, it's an expansion. Okay. Does that count since it's an expansion?
Whatever. It's fucking Diablo. It counts.
Because otherwise...
You're the only one who needs to debate this category.
Right. So let me do it.
Jesus Christ. So, Pappy, what's going on?
I mean,
not much. How's it going?
Yeah,
Shovel Knight. It was a lot of fun.
You know what?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Even on PC, it was still pretty easy.
I think you should have got it for like 3DS or something.
I don't have a 3DS.
Well, I think it's time to get one.
No.
We could play Smash online.
No. Don't like you.
Well, you're an asshole.
Yes. Dude, I had a DS, remember? And I played it so little, I gave it away.
Well, that didn't have Smash Brothers on it.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about those Steelers winning again, huh?
Yeah, congratulations. Fucking
Chris,
Eagles.
Chris, are you
sad.
Ready yet?
Yes, let's go to the Chris. Other category while he internets.
Oh, Chris, no. Still nothing. But yeah, the Steelers are looking pretty good. They started off kind of rocky. They had some bad losses there. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the Eagles, though. Quarterback goes down, and the whole team just went to shit.
Counter-Strike
I think Bumble's still been playing pretty damn well.
It's been out for a little while now, hasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
God damn it.
I have to know. See, most people, when they're going to do like best of lists, they give at least a little bit of a notice.
Yeah, you had like 10-minute notice.
That's not enough. That's so not enough.
Oh my! Just go with your heart.
Oh my God! It was out in 2012. Jesus fuck. You know what? How about this? We're gonna throw a bigger curveball. I'm gonna go with WildStar.
Okay.
Because I actually
uninterested in his answer.
I know.
it was. I think it was actually very well done. It is still holding a decent amount of ground. It's very difficult to try and release an MMO up against something like WoW. But I ended up enjoying WildStar a hell of a lot more than I did WoW when I played it. And I like the idea that, yes, it's subscription-based, but you can actually acquire your game time by trading stuff in-game.
So it's like Eve?
In that regard, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like all I was comparing it.
But the art style I thought was really, really cool. I thought it was really, really well done. It's very difficult for me to play a subscription-based game. And I never bought the actual copy of it. I ended up getting into the beta, played it a lot. But I think that was, out of all the games that ended up coming out this year, especially like specifically PC, that's my pick. I'm going with WildStar.
Okay. So next category, since Pappy doesn't have one, we're going to force him to pick one anyway. Best 3DS game, sponsored by the new Nintendo 3DS you're going to have to buy next year.
Smash.
You didn't even play it, you stupid ass.
You told me you were going to force me to pick, so there, Smash.
Yeah, but didn't he play it?
Okay, well, let's adjust this then, because we're all going to say Smash. Best 3DS game that isn't Super Smash Brothers, sponsored
Pokemon.
By Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Pokemon.
Which one?
All of them.
Well, you got to pick.
Sapphire. Because I bought it for my niece for Christmas.
Okay. We'll accept that.
Okay. I don't know, man. I think I actually have to pick. Pokemon came out this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
X and Y or the other one?
I think X and Y were last fall. This year is...
Because I didn't play the new one yet.
You could still pick them. It's still Pokemon.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's Pokemon.
I'd rather
Pokemon.
Pick something that I played.
My choice...
I like how they went from gotta catch them all to gotta buy them all.
Not yet. Not until they make amiibos and shit.
Yeah. I mean, the games have always been gotta buy them all.
It's true.
My pick, easily, I'm going with Bravely Default. Just an amazing RPG. It's what RPGs should still be. It's the direction Final Fantasy should have gone for the past decade.
Ah, yeah, yeah. What's a Final Fantasy?
It's a game.
Yeah, I feel like I actually missed out on it, because by the time I was old enough to have my own consoles and shit, Final Fantasy had already gone downhill. So I've never once bought and enjoyed one.
Hey, never too late. Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy IV.
I'm thinking about getting a PS4 and picking up Final Fantasy VII.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I guess. So
I'm noticing a trend here.
If I can't pick Smash, then I guess I'll go Pokemon.
Pokemon.
If I can't pick Smash, then I don't want to play.
Well, because I don't think I bought... Did I buy any other 3DS games this year? I don't think so. I think I bought Smash and... I think I bought, like, Virtual Console stuff that was, like, original Game Boy shit. Like,
okay, well, what's the best?
I mean, I bought, what was it, 6 golden coins? like the fucking the Mario Land.
Your
or whatever.
Your best 3DS game of the year is Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh my
Graveyard
that,
Barbecue.
Yeah, but that wasn't this year. Because
who
was,
gives yes. a fuck?
I want to see. I when you tell me best of a year
that you played this year, since you obviously can't get any kind of answers.
I want to go with Smash, though.
Yes, we know. That's why we have two categories.
Fucking Pokemon, then. Because I played it this year.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, in the same vein, best Wii U game sponsored by Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
It's fucking Smash Brothers.
And then best Wii U game that isn't Smash Brothers.
Okay, all right.
I'm going Bayonetta 2. That's an easy choice. That game is just awesomely insane. It's everything great about the first game amped up, plus it has the first game.
Which is funny, because Bayonetta 1 was one of the reasons I sold my Wii.
It didn't come out on the Wii.
Yeah, it was so bad, I sold my Wii. Because I heard 2 was going to be an exclusive.
Mine's a toss-up between Mario Kart.
Good pick.
And Super Mario 3D Land World.
You could just give that answer to Pappy since he doesn't have any answers of his own.
Well, then Pappy, pick Mario Kart, and I'll pick Super Mario World.
All right, Mario Kart. Land. Well, Mario Kart's World always fun. I would never be disappointed by it.
I tell you what, man, the newest Mario Kart, the fact that they're adding in DLC is actually kind of nuts.
Yeah.
And it's good DLC.
True.
It's kind of blowing my mind. But the newer Mario game, I had a blast with. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was the first Mario that I played from start to finish and actually completed since Mario 64, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking old school.
Because it was just like, it actually kept me interested the entire time. Whereas a lot of the previous ones that have come out in like the Wii and GameCube and stuff like that, like they weren't enough to keep me interested all the way to the end. It was kind of like the same shit over and over and over again. But
the Galaxy games were good.
See, I never played them, so I can't compare.
No, they're on your hard drive, so
I know I do have to get to them. But
they're both in your 4 for February.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to think about my 4 for February yet. Ugh, I'm gonna cry.
There is another Wii U game I want to give a shout out to. It's technically not new because it came out for the Super Nintendo, but Virtual Console. If you don't have Earthbound, get Earthbound.
Yeah, I didn't get it yet.
I've been Earthbound for about 34 years now.
I never played it.
Any other Wii U games you want to give mention to? Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Smash Brothers. Dude, like mentioning a Nintendo product this year and not talking about Smash Brothers, you're fucking losing.
Oh, I know.
Although, before we move on, did you see the new classic controllers that are being redesigned to make it look like and feel like a GameCube controller, but they're character based.
Yeah, those are from Hori.
Right.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I'm excited.
And they're already out.
Are they?
Yeah. They've been out.
The ones that plug into the bottom of the controller?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I might have to grab me one of those.
How about you just go to MagFest instead?
Because I can't pay for MagFest with trade credit. That's why.
Okay, next up, best PlayStation Vita game sponsored by the PlayStation TV, making you forget the Vita exists. Not Smash Brothers.
No, what was that? What was that twin stick shooter? It came out like almost like when the Vita came out.
Super Stardust?
Yeah, that's my pick.
Okay. It's like 2 years yeah. old, but
I don't give a shit.
I'm going with Tales of Hearts R because I love the Tales games. Pappy?
What's a Vita?
Good answer. Next up, best PlayStation 3 game sponsored by DDoS attacks. I'm trying to think of notable PlayStation 3 games that came out this year.
Yeah, this year.
I'm trying to think of PlayStation 3 games.
I mean, like,
end of sentence.
Last of Us was last year. So I can't pick that. I think I might have even...
I'm literally Googling this.
Yeah.
Destiny was actually the most popular game at the PlayStation Experience.
Why?
Because of their lineup?
Yeah, good point.
Guilty Gear, Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zero, the $40 TV show.
Yeah, right. Let's see here.
I'm going to go with pretty much anything RPG related on the PS3. I think Zillia 2 came out this year, and that's pretty bad.
Valiant Hearts?
Yeah, but didn't Lightning Returns came out, and you didn't pick that?
I was going to pick that for 360.
Oh, okay.
Child of Light.
You just gave that away.
Fine, be that way.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll give Child of Light the shout out for PS3.
How was Murdered Soul Suspect?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
He watched me play it, and I hated it.
Ethan
enjoyed it.
Yeah, but Ethan's a better person than I am.
Ethan? I said Ian.
Ian's
a much better person than I am.
How was what?
How was Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts is good.
I've never played any of them. I'm just trying to get you to pick one for me.
Fuck it. You could pick the Kingdom Hearts 2 Collector Edition because it came with Kingdom Hearts 2.5 and 1.5.
I'm going through the list of top 30 PS3 games for the year, and they're like, exclusive? No. Exclusive? No. Exclusive? No.
Right, and that's kind of where I'm like, meh.
So fuck it. Kingdom Hearts.
Drakengard 3.
That was a good one.
That's the first exclusive on the list.
Okay, then that's your pick.
All right.
Before things get more complicated, let's just go to the best PS4 game sponsored by Final Fantasy VII. Sponsored by fuck you, we're Square Enix. We do what we want.
Let's see here.
I am heartily going with Infamous Second Son for my best PS4 game.
Yeah, I heard that was really fun.
I spent so much time in that game. It's one of the few reasons that I still kept the PS4. That and Final Fantasy 14.
Which PS4 did you keep? The third one or the fifth one?
Yeah, I'm still on the fifth.
All right.
I couldn't keep the third one. It broke.
And so did the second one.
You silly
bitch.
And
the fourth one.
And the fourth one.
You silly bitch.
Sweet zombie Jesus.
I'm trying to find a list of their... There we go. Let's see here. Hot Shots Golf? JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
That's for PS3.
Was that PS3?
Yes.
Oh, that's upcoming. You fucking assholes. This is all upcoming. Released. There we go. Drive Club.
Yeah, go with that.
No, I'm not picking Drive Club. Dude, even though I haven't even played it yet.
Drive Club Game of the Year Edition.
No, even though I haven't even played it yet, I can guarantee I would love the fuck out of this game. I'm going Little Big Planet 3.
That works. Pappy?
Huh? What?
Little Big Planet 3 is literally the only reason why I want a PlayStation.
You guys are talking about PlayStations. I've zoned out. Sorry. Yeah,
well, pick a PS4 game of the year. You could pick a multi-platform if you really want.
Can I, though? Can I? Let's go with The Crew, because that was the first one that came up on Google.
You're such a dick.
Why, is it a shitty game?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
There you go. The Crew gets the official thumbs up on the PS4 crew? From Pappy.
Are you high?
I just typed in PS4 2014 games, and The Crew popped up.
It's an appropriate honor for the PS4.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, just, why don't you just pick Drive Club already?
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
It was already taken.
Okay.
All right, next up, the best Xbox 360 game, sponsored by Walgreens.
Fucking South Park.
Ooh.
Oh, God, yeah. The Stick of Truth. You can't...
Dude, I can't top them. Was waiting.
We're going unanimous on that.
Yeah.
Fucking South Park, dude.
Finally, the best Xbox One game sponsored by Major Nelson.
This is actually kind of tough for me.
It is. If we're going exclusives...
I'm going exclusives.
I'm going Forza Horizon 2.
I just finished installing it, so I'm finally going to be able to give it a shot.
If we're going exclusives, I'd go Sunset Overdrive.
I was thinking the same thing. Either Sunset Overdrive or Killer Instinct.
Speaking of Sunset, guess who missed our playdate last week?
You guys didn't tell me.
Yeah, we did. We chose a day. You didn't show up.
You have to tell me.
I specifically said the next day at, 6 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock yours.
You gotta remind me. You gotta tell me.
You literally had 23 hours notice.
No, but you have to tell me like before it happens. Like when I don't plan out times to game, it just happens.
It was less than a day.
Yes.
Dude,
we discussed it while recording the podcast.
I can't.
9 o'clock. You're like, okay, we'll do it. And then tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
How about this?
Pappy and I.
Thursday? Can you do Thursday?
We did Thursday.
No, I'm talking about like this Thursday.
Yeah, I can do Thursday.
Okay.
I think so.
I want to know.
I got to go buy printer ink tomorrow.
Is like. So I want to know what this game's multiplayer is like. I don't even know what it's like.
It's really fun if there's several of you. If it's just two of you, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a good group.
Okay.
You need six people. You don't have to talk. Like, we're playing with people who knew what they were doing.
I have it now. I know Kaylee.
Well, no, it'll toss you with randoms.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of lame.
Because you need them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And we're just, and really, Joe and I were just fucking around, and they were just doing the work for us, and then we got the XP.
Kaylee was just saying that her roommate, she has access to an Xbox One now, and it's really just for, what was it? It was for GTA and for Sunset.
I feel bad for her. She's brainwashed by PlayStation.
Why?
Because there's so much good shit on the Xbox One.
I know. I'm kind of...
So many friends are just stuck with PS4s and they don't know what they're missing.
Whatever. They're lost.
They're missing quality games.
Yeah, man. Killer Instinct's really fucking... This season's really good so far. Fuck, man. I don't know. I guess I gotta go Sunset. Like, Sunset's really fucking fun.
It is.
And actually, I discovered I like it more in multiplayer. Like, when you're playing by yourself, there's just so much to do, it's almost overwhelming, and it gets kind of monotonous.
Yeah.
But even if we play multiplayer, even though there's only, like, what, maybe 15, 20 things to do, it's kind of ridiculous fun when there's just shit going on everywhere from six different people.
Well, that, and there's also different areas that each have their own missions to do in multiplayer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was more fun. It was honestly more fun multiplayer than single player. And that's... I know that's what they're trying to go for nowadays, but it still doesn't happen very often. It's infrequent enough that this time when it did happen, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Well, I will say this. I think I'm extremely interested at the fact that they have that whole, like, the Sunset TV thing integrated into it. So instead of, like, figuring out, like, community patch notes and stuff like that by, like, reading blog posts and shit like that, it's integrated into the game. So you could just hop into the game. You're like, I wonder what's going on with this game.
Yeah.
You play the game to find out. Like,
yep.
God
like
forbid.
If you played it last week, you found out that new DLC's coming, the oil rig DLC.
Yeah.
Or you could be like me and just not give a shit or notice anything.
Or you could do that.
True.
Ever.
True.
You could do that too. That's a
But since we're on the subject of Sunset, it is the clear winner of my choice of the most batshit insane game sponsored by Gary Busey.
I'll second that.
I give it a D4.
Understandable. Because that's a pretty insane game.
And you can play D4. Like, with Sunset, you at least know what's going on. You can play D4 for, like, 3 hours and still not have the slightest fucking clue why.
Yeah.
D4?
Yeah.
Dead Dreams Don't Die.
I don't even know.
For the Xbox One.
You should get it. What is it?
It's a good game.
It's almost like a point-and-click adventure. Like, it was built where you could actually use a Kinect the whole time.
I don't have a Kinect.
You don't need it.
But you don't need it.
He said you
but
could.
It's still a point and click.
Oh.
It's from the guy who made Deadly Premonition.
Oh, well then I'm
so
not
you
interested.
Should get it.
No, I'm not.
It's not a survival horror.
Yeah.
It's just the same insanity.
Yeah, they took the insane detective idea and made a mystery out of it instead, like an action mystery.
Weird.
It's not a horror game at all. Don't worry.
Oh, no, it's fucking weird. Like, you can't describe the game to somebody. You have to just show them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, next up, most addictive game, sponsored by Black Tar Heroin.
I'm pretty sure you know my pick for this.
Diverber.
Yeah, okay.
I'm giving this Diablo as well.
Diverber.
Unanimous. Unanimous decision
that's
for Diablo.
Two unanimous decisions so far.
Well, that's good.
Most disappointing game, sponsored by Ouya.
Oh, God.
The worldwide leader in disappointment.
Do we have... All right, come on. We don't even need to guess mine. It's Alien Isolation. Like, fuck that game.
I'm going Destiny.
I'm actually going to go Destiny as well.
I don't know. I played 5 minutes of Destiny and realized I didn't like it as much as I did in the beta. I played several hours of Isolation before I realized that it hated me.
Well, see, that's the thing. I was so pumped for Destiny, and I literally...
And I loved the beta, too.
I did.
Yeah, no, the beta was fun as hell.
And then the game came out, and it was just...
I could also give it to Titanfall, now that I think about it.
I still have fun with Titanfall.
See, I got it for super cheap. I've been excited to
still think
give that a shot.
Maybe the three of us could try out the Horde mode on it.
I would absolutely be interested in that.
Crappy? All right, next up, most disappointing trend, sponsored by Taco Bell.
Disappointing trend. Disappointing
diarrhea. Trend.
All right, I got one for this. Day one patches, and the game's still broken.
I was going to say releasing broken games.
Just, pretty much, I understand that the internet lets you patch things, and sometimes you'll catch something that, oh shit,
actually, you
let's
know
patch
what?
It, no one noticed it, and that's fine. But if you pull an Assassin's Creed and deliberately go, this game is fucked, we need to push it back a year, and then patch it to where it's still fucked but not as fucked, that's just... a dick move.
Well, they didn't. That's not one that got pushed a year. That was Drive Club that actually got pushed.
Well, no,
Zero came out like shit.
Assassin's Creed should have been pushed a year.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No.
I think broken games in general, releasing broken, outright broken games like Assassin's Creed, Drive Club.
And there's really no excuse for it nowadays with all the indie developers and Kickstarter putting out good playable games on the cheap. If they spend $50 to $100 million on a video game, it needs to be good on release.
Well, if they're spending that much on the game and they're not, like, R&Ding it first.
Yeah.
Like.
They're rushing to get deadlines, and they're right. thinking, we'll release the game and we'll patch it until
At least
okay.
with Ubisoft, their stocks dropped by almost a third the day good after the release of that game.
Yeah. My pick is actually going to be... DLC content that's released on disc.
That hasn't happened as much anymore after the...
Well, it still happens because not everyone has the internet.
Yeah, but the problem is just like, if the content's there, then don't fucking put it behind a paywall.
Yeah, like Destiny is a big offender of that. With
Oh, you're talking about it's already on the disc?
Yeah,
like not
it's already there.
Okay. I'm thinking buying another disc of DLC.
No. Okay. Completely
now,
different.
This I think this was a bigger deal last year with Street Fighter Cross Tekken, where all of the DLC characters were on the disc.
That fucking infuriated.
And they were locked away for months. Mm-hmm. They were there. Hackers could play them. Hell, on the Xbox 360 version, hackers could play as Mega Man and Pac-Man, but they're completely locked out for people who bought the game.
Yep.
Because they're Sony exclusive.
Yep.
They're in the fucking game.
They're in the game.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not as big of a problem this
year.
It's
still a problem.
It's not nearly as big, though. So I'll give the industry a little credit on that. It's just games now, they force everyone to download all the new content in the patches, but it's up to you whether or not you unlock it.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm going with that one is because I'm not going to double up on what you said, because that's pretty much the main thing that I'm pissed off about.
Broken games?
Yes, but I think there's more than enough things to go around that we could be disappointed in.
I think just based on your reaction, we could say a unanimous vote that broken games need to stop.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
So, dumbest game, sponsored by TMZ.
Dumbest game.
Oh. Like, what game have you played that made you feel stupider just playing it?
Bread.
Bread?
Oh, is that the... I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead, look it up. I'm pretty sure it's just called Bread. Let me Google this quick.
Who has a Kotaku, whatever it is? They Kotaku Bell. They got Troy Baker to do a voiceover for a video of it, talking like he was the bread.
Yeah, it's Bread, Bread, Bread. That's the name of the game.
Bread, Bread, Bread.
I am Bread. I think that might be I am Bread.
It's pretty dumb. It's up there. I think Octodad is on the same level.
Yeah, but that's actually playable.
As is Surgeon Simulator.
Surgeon Simulator is fun too, though.
Yeah, they're fun, but they are stupid games.
No. This is a stupid fucking game.
I know. I've seen it. It's very much along the same lines as the other two. It's a game that intentionally controls horribly, so you can't do shit.
I guess, yeah, but I mean, well, Octodad was a 2013, though.
I've seen people speedrun Octodad successfully.
Okay. I'm sure people will eventually speedrun I Am Bread.
There's no, like, start and finish to the game. You're just a piece of bread. Like, there's no objectives. Like, in Octodad, at least, like, do this, do that, do this. Like, this is, no, you're a piece of bread. Go with it. Like, that's it. Just fucking have fun being bread.
Okay, we're talking about games that make you feel stupider just for playing them. I think Octodad and Surgeon Simulator are definitely in that group. Same with Goat Simulator.
But again, like I said, there's at least, like, objectives.
Okay, but, like, I could still feel stupider for playing it.
I don't know. I'm watching, like, a gif of a bread doing an ollie on a skateboard, so that's actually kind of cool.
Again, the game could be incredible. You just feel dumber for playing it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, then I'm going with Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
Even though I played it last year,
dumbest game doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, it's dumb.
Okay, well then, yeah, I Am Bread is fucking stupid.
It's dumb as hell, but it's still fun to play.
It's fucking stupid.
All right, best multiplayer game sponsored by Ancestry.com.
Yeah, it would have been Halo if I played enough of it.
Diablo when I'm not playing with Chris.
Diablo when I'm not playing with anyone else.
That's my favorite multiplayer.
Favorite multiplayer game is myself. Diablo by myself. Yeah, I'm going Diablo because that's just fun to sit down with friends and play.
Yeah. Because it's not a hardcore objective game. Like, as much as I like Halo Online, you're really pushing towards a goal. With Diablo, there's a goal somewhere, but there's also shit to murder on the way.
Except for Chris.
except for me. Smash, maybe?
Have you played it online much?
A little bit. It's fun. Either that or Dude Like... Oh, it's so old.
Dude Like Woe?
I can't pick that one. However, I would be interested to see how Forza is online.
I honestly haven't even played it online. I've just had the Drivatars in my game.
I don't know.
Like, I should play it online because I had so much fun online with Burnout Paradise. But I'm just... Like, I tried online for a few races, and I would always get completely demolished by people who bought, like, the highest level, fastest cars.
Yeah.
And have them perfectly tuned.
You know what my wish for 2015 is? Is my favorite online game to be Netflix.
Bring back
parties.
I would love that. I miss Netflix parties.
Netflix party. I would love to see that back.
We could throw popcorn at the screen.
I only did that once. I didn't really utilize the party watch in Netflix.
Oh my god. We did it for a solid 6 months?
Something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, we would
almost every single week we pick a
kind of happy.
And I mean,
on his old, what was your old blog?
Mainstreaming.
Yeah, mainstreaming. He would
They're still up there.
Yeah, but you don't really update it anymore since you're with Drunk Monkeys.
Yeah, that's true.
But his mainstream and his goal was for a year to watch a mainstream movie every Friday and do a review on it. And then I suggested, and we talk about doing a like a separate thing of watching intentionally shitty movies on Netflix each week with the Netflix parties. And you call it what? Netflixing? Something like that?
Netflixed.
Netflixed. And Netflixed. It would be like me, him, Kat. Who else would do it? Wood, Black Chad.
Zerum.
Zerum. Just a bunch of us would get together in the party, watch the movie, talk shit about it, and he would write down notes during the whole movie and put up articles.
Could you imagine how fucking great it would be to essentially, like, the legalities would be terrible, but, like, essentially, like, recording kind of like how Mystery Science Theater
did. Yeah, but we're not Mystery Science Theater good. Like, we'll have some good zingers through the movie.
Yeah.
But if you watched it with us doing it the whole time, there'd be a lot of shit in there, too.
Yeah, well, there's a 2011. It's been since 2011, yeah. Netflix, Season of the Witch. I point out, I review the film, and then I just, as we're watching the movie, I like, write down some of the funniest stuff. So, Season of the Witch, Ron Perlman and Nicolas Cage. And there's like, his name is almost Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Sons of Anarchy has ruined how I view Ron Perlman. He should be on a motorcycle shooting all these people. Dude, this is a Nick Cage movie. That's going to be in Act 3.
That makes sense.
I really miss doing those.
Let's move on.
All right, we're talking about funny stuff. So how about the funniest game sponsored by and blatantly ripped off of Fat Gatsby and X-Strike Studios?
All right. Yeah, which I'll be on in 2 weeks.
Blatantly ripped off.
Funniest game.
South Park. Well, while you're thinking.
South Park is South Park. Up there. That Sunset Overdrive.
I definitely think South Park is funnier.
It's not out yet, but I Drew a Red Box is hilarious.
Now, you know what actually cracked me up the most was an Adult Swim game.
Which one?
Rick and Morty's Licensed Adventure.
Dude, I forgot that they made a Rick and Morty game. I need to play that.
I need to get three of them. One on Blu-ray. I really
it's, want oh
that.
My God. It's everything I loved about the show in a point-and-click adventure.
I'm still mad that I didn't start watching it until like right at the end.
Dude, I watched every episode as it came out. I was so excited for that
show.
I like
missed the whole thing. And now I'm trying to get the Blu-ray.
So good. Oh, I want to be a Mr. Me Sings for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the funniest game because, I mean, just, and then making fun of point and click, like you pick up a sock. It's like, oh, gee, a sock. Boy, I bet you this is going to be really useful sometime. Maybe I'll find a second sock and then I'll have a pair of freaking socks.
Again, in South Park, you pick up shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you do dodge your father's testicles at one point.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, South Park was fucking it had been a long time since I had played a game and actually laughed
out loud
even like by myself.
We had a 360 at work and people were like, someone should bring in video games. You know, we used to bring in video games and people would play it and everyone else would watch at lunch, and someone's like, hey, you should bring in the Stick of Truth. And I looked at him, I'm like, we're not allowed to watch R-rated films at work. do you really think I should bring in the Stick of Truth? Jesus. Someone was offended by a bare breast, like 1 second of a bare breast.
What movie?
You think I can bring in fucking Stick of Truth? Like,
what movie was that?
I don't even remember.
Boobies.
Someone, we were watching Step Brothers today, and somebody complained
about what?
Testicles on the drums.
Oh my God!
Dude, whatever.
You work with pussies.
I work with a couple of very religious people.
Pussies.
No, they're just different perspective on life. They don't think testicles on drums are funny, whereas I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, pussies.
So anyhow.
So, let's see. Worst dialogue, sponsored by George Lucas.
Worst dialogue.
I might have to go with D4 for this, because it's funny as hell, but that is... Oh.
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty. It's meant to be.
I'm actually going to go with Destiny. What little dialogue there is so goddamn stupid and overblown.
I was just about to say about the same, mainly just because, man, like right at the beginning of that fucking game, it's like, I could tell you about the great war that happened and I could tell you about the blah, 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 but I'm not going to because fuck you. That's why. Like,
go on your internet and read all the Grimoire cards.
Wait, man, fuck you. Yeah. Like, fuck you.
Some of us play RPGs for fucking story.
Right.
So how about this MMO shooter RPG? Give me some fucking story.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty upset about that.
Well, Diablo could win the award for least important dialogue in a game.
True. Yeah.
Do I need to talk to this guy? Not really.
Okay, then. New award, least important dialogue in a video game, sponsored by Destiny. Yeah. The winner is
Diablo
Destiny.
3. The winner is Diablo 3, actually. Oddly enough.
The winner is hire a fucking writer, for the love of God.
I took care of all of the day's eating and in one go.
Now, I
think you ate too much. Being a mortal is hard.
You know what? I read that when they made Fuckballs.
That sounds like a cool game.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Kingdoms of Amalur. That R.A. Salvatore wrote like over 1,000 pages of history and story for that game. Damn. Just to make sure that you felt immersed in the realm. I feel like the person who did the Destiny background story wrote like 300 words.
On a napkin.
Yeah. He did a tweet. He was just like, it's kind of like tweets. This. There you go.
They weren't even whole words. It was just like the letter U.
Yeah. You shoot things.
Make gunk boom.
Because, the world doesn't feel touched. Like, I've watched some videos and this and that and kind of tried to regain interest. And even as you continue, like, even talking to people who've maxed leveled and they're getting the armor and all that shit, I'm like, so what's the story like? And they're just, I don't know. Like,
I joke that the story in Diablo is dumb, but I at least know all of it. And at least it's technically, like, there is a protagonist and a hero.
There is an actual story there. It doesn't necessarily have to be important, but there is a story.
If you really want to say it's an MMO
because you ask somebody about the history of the World of Warcraft, they can go on for fucking weeks.
Or Final Fantasy 11 or 14. Oh, yeah. Those both have amazing stories.
But even games like there's an entire graphic novel series for Halo.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire one for Diablo. Yep.
Like, there's a show now. Fucking Nightfall.
Yeah. So, there's stories. Bananas.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Destiny.
Yeah. Seriously. You know what? Let's honor Destiny some more. Biggest grind fest of a boring game.
Destiny. Especially now that the cave's gone.
And how about, let's see here. Worst voice actor in a game. Peter Dinklage for Destiny.
Dude, really? You can't even tell that it, like... He literally sounds like he's falling asleep at the mic.
I love Peter Dinklage too, but that shit was phoned in.
Yeah.
Like, he probably Skyped in to read the lines for that.
With my microphone.
Like, he's eating dinner and, like, recording lines.
He's like, I found a dead ghost. You should probably get it.
This lobster is amazing, by the way. You know, if we're honoring worst voice actor, we have to pick a best voice actor. And all of my votes go to Troy Baker for every game that came out this year.
Best voice actor?
Seriously, he did the Joker. He's the boss in Saints Row. He's Joel in Last of Us. He's the lead in Advanced Warfare.
Though. You know what I'm actually...
And this year, remastered.
You know, I'm going to pick the guy that did Trevor for
Grand Theft Auto,
dude, I don't know his name. Trevor, oh my fucking God.
That's I'm going to give it to Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones Episode 1.
So he's the best and worst.
Yeah, just so I feel better about myself.
There you go. Now, whoever took care of Trevor, my God. It made the character so perfect. So perfect.
Troy Baker also wins the new Nolan North Award.
The new Nolan North.
Which really, he is.
N-cubed.
Best game for on the go. Sponsored by, what the fuck did I have there that changed it to Planted?
Oh, Playtex.
Playtex, that's right. Yeah. God damn, autocorrect.
Best game on the go.
Best game on the go brought to you by Playtex.
Playtex.
For when you gotta go on the go.
I'm giving that one to Wordament. That's the only game I have played on the go all year.
Pappy, you've got to get Microsoft Bingo. for your phone. It just came out.
I hit 20th, ranked 23rd in a game out of like 1,080 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, hitting my stride.
Now get Microsoft Bingo.
Is it weird that I was actually playing a lot of Bingo this year too on my phone?
Nice.
Bingo Pop. I was playing that a lot.
All I know is Microsoft Bingo just came out.
We have to mention Flappy Bird.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Nope. You could. I don't.
I still have it on my phone. I still play it occasionally.
So dumb.
Doodle Jump. Doodle Jump's a lot of fun. Only I just wish you didn't have to tilt the phone.
You don't have to go through all the games on your phone.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, those are the ones that I've been playing. And then, like, I have, like, a couple slot machines that I have on my on my phone. Because I'd rather play it on my phone than waste my actual money.
Years later, machine. I'm still playing Seven Little Words. I can't get enough of
what
that
is it?
Game.
What?
Seven Little Words, it's available on pretty much anything mobile. And there's seven words, and they give you kind of crossword-style clues.
Uh-huh.
I think we talked about this before when you were asking about mobile games. And then there's just a bank of letters at the bottom, like two, three, or four letters grouped together. Mm-hmm. And in those groups of letters, you'll be able to put the words together to match the clues up top.
Interesting. And I'll have to check it out.
I friggin' love it. The free download has, I think, 50 puzzles and a new puzzle every day. And then you can buy puzzle packs, of course.
Of course.
For the ducats.
Of course.
The Benjamins.
Actually, I regress. Best game on the go, I'm actually going to go with...
Street Pass.
No.
Puzzle Pieces.
Worst fucking game on the go. Goddamn Street Pass pieces of shit. if you have a tablet with a connection, Hearthstone is an email. Hearthstone is an excellent selection, or an excellent choice, in my opinion. And also the iPad version of Catan, which I still have never won, but it's still a lot of fun. And the iPad version of Ascension, because it's pass and play. So yeah, those are my picks.
Pappy, anything else from you?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
Next up, best game delay, sponsored by Valve.
Best game delay.
Yes. What got delayed that rightfully got delayed?
Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going for a game that comes out next year, but it was just delayed in the past few weeks. The Witcher 3.
Okay.
It was supposed to come out February. It got bumped to May. Mainly because they want it. It's like the Nintendo philosophy. A bad game can be made better, but a broken game is just bad forever.
Right.
Like, if it's not released yet, you know, that you could fix it until it's good. But if you put it out and it's shit, it's
always
going to be shit.
You can fix it until
you're
blue in the face, but nobody...
Are you listening, Ubisoft?
No, they're not.
No, they're not at all. But yeah, they bumped The Witcher. Their reasons were... After seeing all the games that came out this fall that were just broken and busted and shitty, they're going to take as much time as they need to make sure there is nothing wrong with the game and that the buyers get what they deserve.
I can respect that.
Which is awesome with CD Projekt Red, because even their normal retail releases usually have like art books, soundtracks, all this other shit. That's like the normal $60 release.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. The Witcher 2 was like that. The Witcher was like that. And their stupid expensive collector's editions really feel worth it.
What else got delayed? I'm trying to think.
Sadly, not much.
I know. That's actually...
Which leads us to worst game that should have been delayed, sponsored by Ubisoft.
I didn't pick... I thought
you said Stick of Truth.
Yeah, I guess I would pick that one. Yeah, I apologize. All right, yeah, let's continue.
So, worst game that should have been delayed.
Alien Isolation for being shit.
I don't think that's a good reason, because just because you didn't like it, still got great reviews.
No, the Alien is broken. Go to fucking Google.
I've seen and videos.
Look how broken the Alien
I've
is.
Seen videos, but that's not all the time. And
you're all the time.
I don't like something like Drive Club was absolutely unplayable. Well, Halo.
I'm
has
trying
been,
to nominate games that. Yeah, no. Let me change it to Halo. Yeah, like, they should have had their servers in line for that. They should have known what was coming.
Yeah, they should have.
I
gotta go with Halo as well, just because that was the huge Microsoft release for the fall, and they just weren't set for it. I don't know if it was, apparently it was coding in the game that it didn't matter when it was released, just the net code was broken. And that
you should have caught that.
The thing, you can't do an internal test and find out that a million people.
No, you can't.
You're Microsoft. Fucking hook up 100 Xboxes and see if they get online.
100 won't do shit.
Yeah, that does nothing.
When there's 500,000 trying to play a game.
Yeah.
Like you,
I know a lot of people are pissed at Microsoft for those problems, but at least those issues, it really comes down to the multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think rightfully it should be something like Assassin's Creed.
Well, yeah, you couldn't even play the single player, could you?
Yeah, like there was issues with just being able to play the game, period.
It was like that with Halo, too. A lot of people were having problems trying to do single player games, having their saves wiped, not having progress kept track.
You know, speaking of progress and online and shit, I want to change my vote to a most annoying trend to having to have an account.
Yeah.
Because now you have to have a Telltale account.
Yep.
I just and you have to have an Origins account to see your fucking Dragon Age shit.
And Uplay.
Like, yep. And I'm changing mine to needing an account.
And Steam. And
yeah. That doesn't
Xbox
bother me.
Xbox Live. And
no,
Nintendo
needing to
ID.
Fucking have a Telltale account just to see my stats at the end of the story. That pissed me off.
It's dumb, but it doesn't.
That's my favorite part of the game is seeing, 52% other people did it. Now I can't see it because I don't have a Telltale account.
I'll spend the 2 minutes to make one.
I shouldn't have to.
It only took me about a couple seconds.
Throw an email and a password, and it's I don't know. I'm just used to that. You need accounts for everything today, so
yeah.
That doesn't bother
me. Sheeple, I tell you.
Yeah, dude, Assassin's Creed all the way. Because after actually going back and comparing, like here's the reason why I'm mainly pissed off about it. It was a system seller for me.
Yeah.
Like I bought,
especially because it was a bundle.
It was a bundle. Yeah. Like the whole appeal to getting that system is because, I'm going to get the new Assassin's Creed for free. That I need to pick this up before it goes,
Yeah.
Before they're going to be hard to find. Unfortunately for me, I picked it up relatively, I technically picked it up before the game got released.
Yeah. Well, most people did.
And holy shit, dude, like I was so unbelievably disappointed. I uninstalled it off my hard drive.
Well, wow. Your hard drive is 80-some% full, so you kind of had to.
Right, but out of the other things that I could have uninstalled, like...
Yeah, you should have been trying to figure out what else to uninstall because you loved the game so much.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was excited to play that game. And I played it for like a few hours and there was just so many problems. Yeah. And I started at, like... It started becoming glaringly apparent, like the frame rate issues and a lot of the other things that we've already covered a lot of the problems that I had with it, but like they were so glaringly bad. And I'm normally like that kind of stuff doesn't really tick me off that bad.
No.
Until it came to this, because I was just like, here's one of the main reasons why I just picked up the system and it doesn't even fucking work.
Yeah.
Like, who are you kidding me? Like,
no, you could always try it now. Apparently, their fourth patch came out. It was a 7 gig patch.
Here's what's going to end up happening with that game. It's probably going to go on my 4 for February, right?
And you won't touch it.
And I won't
fucking
touch it.
That'll be the fourth one that you don't play.
Exactly.
So, from what I understand, with your internet and the patch sizes, you should start installing it January 1st so it's ready for February.
Yeah.
And your internet speed.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that fucking pissed me off so bad. Like, how are you going to bundle a game in with a system and you're going to give it with the system, and you're selling the system before the game fucking comes out.
The disappointment is that Microsoft didn't offer anything. Like, oh, shit, you know, we're sorry, guys. Here's like $20 in points
the
or something.
That's not their problem.
That's not their problem.
Assassin's Creed is not Microsoft's
They chose
problem.
To release it in a bundle knowing the issues.
No, they didn't they know, didn't the, know issues.
The issues. The game wasn't out yet. They had no idea.
Microsoft didn't make the game.
No,
that's
they were
all on Ubisoft.
Yeah.
And to their credit, if you bought the season pass for the game, Ubisoft is making it up to people by giving all gamers, whether or not you bought the season pass, the first big DLC campaign for free.
Which I don't fucking care about because I'm...
If you give it another shot, you get
free. Do they still
content.
Have the $100 DLC, though?
Of course.
I don't pay attention to that shit.
It still doesn't change the fact that, like, I got a system for that game. The game wasn't even, like, it had so many fucking issues. And I technically bought the game before the game even fucking came out. Like,
I do believe you mentioned that.
It's really aggravating. Like,
how do you think people felt with Halo? I think Halo was a much, much bigger game.
But I was able to play Halo when I got it. I got it like a couple days after it got released, and I was playing it
fine. And a lot of people weren't able to.
The main issues with that game were online. If you bought the game for online multiplayer, I can understand the frustration. For me, I purchased it because I wanted to play through the other games.
Yeah, and you had a good experience, but again, a lot of people couldn't play even single player because of issues with the game and the servers.
I understand that, but I feel like...
And then some people were able to play Assassin's Creed without many issues. It comes down to your personal experience with it.
Yeah, my experience was I didn't buy Assassin's Creed, so...
Well, yeah.
I played Assassin's Creed a couple days after release, and I really didn't have any huge game breaking issues. Except the second time I booted the game up, it lost my save progress of about an hour into the game, which, oh well, I did the intro again. But Halo, I couldn't play it.
I guess.
So,
yeah.
Both games should have been delayed.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%.
So, next up, Best Bro Game, sponsored by Mountain Dew and Doritos. Call of Duty.
Bro Force. It's in the fucking title.
It is in the title.
Well, then go with Expendabros.
That's a DLC with Bro Force.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can't get it anymore, can you?
I have it, so fuck you.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't think you can get it anymore.
You ready for this?
Sure.
I got a different one.
Little Red Riding Hood Graveyard Barbecue.
League of Legends. I don't even get anybody that even owns a desktop computer is like, dude, you got to fucking play League of Legends. League of Legends is the best fucking game ever. Oh my fucking God. It's great. And I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it so much.
We should go back to the earlier podcasts when all you would talk about was, oh my God, League of Legends, bro.
The only reason why I played it is because everybody else was playing it. They wouldn't play anything else. I tried getting them to play Diablo. I tried getting them to play Counter-Strike. I tried getting them to play like PlanetSide and all this other stuff.
See, isn't it good that you're on the console side now where Pappy and I play good games?
Occasionally when we can actually.
And then sometimes he buys Assassin's Creed. So, you know.
Yeah.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Don't get me wrong. Honestly, I'm very pleased with picking up a console because all the games that I ended up playing on PC were games that I ended up really enjoying, but all my friends wouldn't play them with me. Now, at least on console,
that's the big selling thing for PC gamers, you know?
Right. But the problem is they would always go back to fucking League, and I don't understand why. Like, I don't fucking get it.
That's
like,
why.
Actually, I think the biggest thing about PC games is modding nudity into everything. And bronies.
Bronies.
Get nude my little bronies. Pony in the game. Yes.
Nude bronies.
Yeah.
Clop, clop.
I suppose.
So, next up, the worst DLC sponsored by microtransactions.
Assassin's Creed.
Which, I haven't even played it. I'm going to go with Assassin's Creed.
the fucking the
microtransactions. Yeah. So yeah, microtransactions.
Our game doesn't work, but you can spend $100 on DLC.
Hey, it's like that on mobile phone games too. Hey, Candy Crush Saga.
Yeah, too bad.
Spend $250 for a gem pack.
Too bad
bullshit.
I didn't pay $60 to fucking to play Candy Crush in the first place.
There's games I don't play for a reason, and that's one of them.
I'll never touch another fucking Assassin's Creed game after this one. I'll never buy another one.
Okay.
Never.
I'm sure I will.
I won't. You'll have to tell me how it is. Because I'm not
going to tell you. It'll be my secret forever.
You can, absolutely, man.
You know you could still play Black Flag, which is fucking awesome, right?
Which I'm going to. I'm not even going to fucking bother with you. That's why Black Flag is still installed on my hard drive and Unity isn't.
I don't know. I I think after all the patches, it'd be worth giving Unity one more shot to see if you like it.
Yeah, maybe in like 3 years. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so pissed off at that game.
I'm going with Destiny for the worst DLC. Their expansion pass, $20.
The one that's on the disc.
Yeah, $20 chunks of DLC, which from player reports, you could get through the actual new campaign stuff in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Which fucking really? $20? Plus, Xbox owners are missing out on content compared to PlayStation owners.
Yep.
Same price, but they're withholding content because you bought Xbox because you supported Bungie through their entire console career on Xbox. Now they want you to kiss their ass. I think I'm done with
kiss
Bungie.
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Pretty much. I'm not going to give Destiny 2 a shot unless I find it cheap.
I'm so pissed at the fact that they've already said that they're working on Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to support Destiny for 10 years and blah, blah, blah. Oh, Destiny 2 is coming out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So, best DLC sponsored by Goldman Sachs.
Can I just say absolutely anything involved with that game, with the thing?
Helpful.
God damn it, my brain stopped working.
Holy shit, man.
I think anything from Harmonix is best DLC.
Saints Row. Any DLC involved with Saints Row.
I wouldn't say any because they had a lot of shit.
You know,
like just
to be
costume
fair,
packs.
To be fair.
Actually, no. You know what the DLC? My favorite DLC is the D4 free DLC. It keeps you coming back. It doesn't really affect the game at all, but some of the stuff is actually kind of neat.
Yeah.
And it's free.
I think a Harmonix pack is out today.
You know, I've never actually played any of the DLC from any of the Saints Row.
Really?
Any of them.
It's a shame. You should do that.
In
January, when Saints Row 4 re-elected edition comes out, with all the DLC included, including Get Out of Hell.
Possibly.
Yeah,
that might have to be done. Are they doing a? Did they already announce anything about a Saints Row? What, six?
No,
five.
Six, five.
No, nothing yet. Just Get Out
I think
of Hell.
Aren't they done with what they said? Four was going to be it because you can't get more ridiculous.
No, I think from what I've heard rumors online is that they're going back to Steelport. They might do like an alternate timeline kind of thing.
Okay.
Dude, honestly, I think if they were to take the Saints Row franchise back to almost like how Saints Row 2 was.
Yeah, 2. One was actually kind of meh.
Well, 1 was pretty much just like
trying to be a GTA.
It was just a GTA ripoff. Which 2 kind of was, but it had a lot more personality.
They went more over the top with it.
They found their humor in 2. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like I would be perfectly fine with another Saints Row 2 or even another Saints Row 3.
I'm just good with a new Saints Row.
Yep.
In my
Are
eyes,
you putting away the dishes while you talk?
That's Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that won't turn up on the show. So you're talking about things that no one else can hear.
Yep.
So
they're
the usual.
In your head. You're hearing noises in your head.
Yeah, you're hearing
noises. So the usual.
Don't exist.
I don't hear anyone doing dishes. Do you?
I don't know. Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, just you, Pappy.
Yeah, you're just crazy.
Stupid dickhead.
Aww.
Man, I can't wait for Saints Row Reelected to come out.
Yeah, I actually... when is that coming out?
January
just before,
20th or 27th?
Oh, wow, that's like...
20th. Like just 20th before month. MAGFest.
Yeah. what game was it last year that came out right before MAGFest? Or no, it was 8.5. Destiny came out
right before 8.5. We're all like, God damn it, we're missing Destiny time. And then we get home and we're like, oh, I want to go back to MAGFest because Destiny's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but the Smash demo came out at MAG.
At MAG 8.5.
Yeah.
Which I got.
People were playing.
Because I was happy.
Yeah, that was pretty glorious. As far as the
best DLC, I'm going, I can't really say Harmonix because Rock Band stuff isn't coming out. Unless I go with the customs group putting out new Rock Band tracks every week.
Dude, now that I've actually gotten involved with that now, holy fuck, I forgot how much I really love Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I really don't DLC, so this one is kind of, I'm out on this one.
I'm not huge on DLC. I think...
No, Pappy, you picked the D4 stuff.
Yeah, but it's free.
Okay, that's still DLC.
Still DLC.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's I can't think of any, like, you know, pay DLC to expand the game or other adventures and stuff like that. I haven't done that this year.
Plants vs. Zombies. I would have.
If they had South Park DLC, I would have jumped on that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All they had were, like, costumes and shit.
Yeah. I'm going to go with...
Your mom.
I'm going to go with Mario Kart.
Waiting.
Mario Kart. That's a good one. This is going to be weird, but I'm going to go with EA. It is weird.
Yeah, now you have to justify yourself.
I will. Think back to Mass Effect 3. How did they handle the DLC for that?
Don't know. I didn't play it.
Mass Effect 3, the free, like the online multiplayer, the DLC was all free. They had microtransactions if you wanted to get stuff. Like, you would buy credit packs or coin packs. All stuff you could get in-game normally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you could earn the boxes instead of buying.
But the actual new content, all the new content, new maps and everything were free. Same with Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. They have put out tons of new modes, maps, characters. You can buy credits in the game to unlock stuff faster if you want. Or you could just play the game and enjoy it.
EA
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go on your rant.
EA is on my shit list.
They're on a lot of people's shit list, which is why I kind of want to mention how they're doing DLC kind of right. Look at the EA UFC game that came out. They have had 6 free updates to the game with new fighters, new techniques. New
wasn't that because it was kind of shit when it came out at first?
No. It's just...
No?
If you're going to play online, someone's going to have a fighter that you might not have, so just get the fighters. They give them for free.
Okay.
It's patches with the game plus free characters. What was it? They just added Mark Coleman and Brock Lesnar to the game.
Brock.
And
Lesnar.
And if you have EA Access, UFC's free right now. With all the updates and everything.
Brock.
And just this week, the Dragon Age multiplayer just got its first new content and update, which is free.
Cool.
I'm not going to say every EA game, their DLC is the best, but I think their multiplayer stuff, EA's focus on multiplayer is fantastic. Because they give you the content for free, and if you want to do microtransactions, go for it. If you don't, you're not forced to. And it's really no big benefit if you do or don't.
I guess it depends on the title. That's
just my thoughts. I wanted to give a tiny shout-out to someone who gets shit on a lot.
Rightfully so, though.
Shout-out to Joe
Cam. In most cases, I think Ubisoft and Activision are a lot worse than EA.
Yeah.
I think it's cyclical, though, I think.
EA was amazing a couple of years ago, and then they just went to hell. And now it looks like they're getting out of that rut again.
Yeah, they learned their lesson. Yeah, what's funny is none of the other developers learned from EA's lesson and are making the same mistakes.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you
EA
there.
EA did so good for so long. Look at the Skate days,
listen,
Dead
until,
Space,
until
Amalur,
they,
Rock
until
Band.
Until they release Skate 4, don't ever bring up Skate again. Because I'm
skate.
Because I'm so upset at the fact that they took down they took down the servers for pretty much the majority of the stuff that you need to really enjoy Skate 3 to its potential.
So yet you can't even still really play sell it anymore?
I mean, you could still play it, but a lot of the stuff that really made it amazing in comparison to just great, you can't do anymore. And they still sell it. They still sell it new for $20.
Okay.
They still print them. People still purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't utilize it to its full potential.
But you can't utilize it to its full potential. Not to mention the fact that there has been such an outpouring, and they've done so much revenue off of that game that they refuse to put out a fourth one.
I don't think they're refusing. I just...
No, they straight up refused. It was like a year or two ago that they just... They pretty much said, stop fucking asking about Skate 4.
I never heard anything about that.
But. Yeah. It was like, I want to say it was like last year, 2 years ago. They were just like, shut the fuck up about Skate. We're not doing it again.
Well, I know that the rumblings have been going that they might be working on one.
No. Tony, they're making a new Tony Hawk one.
But there's been some rumblings online that EA's looking into Skate 4.
I'll believe it when I see it. And, okay. And if it is going to happen, it's going to happen in like fucking 2017.
I just think you take some games way too seriously. Like people...
You're fucking A-right, I
do. If people mention Kingdoms of Amalur, I don't go, shut the fuck up about Kingdoms of Amalur, because they're never making a new one. I'm just like, yeah, that's a great game. You should play it.
Here's the funny thing is about Skate 3 right now. Remember a couple weeks ago, it was like it was on sale for $4, traded in at GameStop for $8. It still trades in at GameStop for like $8 or $9, and right now it's on sale for $5.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll remember to do that tomorrow.
I found a way for you to get to MAGFest.
What?
Oh, no, wait. Trade in for just in-house trade, not money?
No, it's
oh, okay.
Plus, it's, that would be $5.
Yeah. The game trades in for $8. It sells for $5 digitally, so I'm going to net like
$3.
$2, because there's tax on the marketplace now.
I don't know. My brain rewired, and I thought you were just going to buy it and then turn around and turn it in. I didn't realize it was a digital copy.
You're stupid. Next up, Best Visuals, sponsored by Crysis, the PC.
Thank one. God.
Yeah, we need to get away from
skate from,
talk.
Yeah,
your tangents.
No, I was going more for me putting my foot in my mouth, but yeah, that too.
Yeah, that too.
So, best visuals. I'm going with Dragon Age. That is a gorgeous fucking game.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna say Shadows of Mordor.
That is pretty.
I still haven't gotten to see it yet.
Should. It's, and I think. Because it's not as huge as Dragon Age, that some of the stuff is a little more polished.
Yeah,
like some of those kills, some of your moves are just ridiculously cool. Like you want to stealth kill people because it looks awesome.
Yeah, and the final blows on the chieftains and the leaders, so satisfying.
I want to play that so bad. I'm waiting until it like drops down because I didn't have any resources to pick it up on Black Friday.
It'll be a $20 game next year at some point.
At some point, yeah.
I think it's on sale for $40 download digital, online.
Yeah. I'm actually going to pick Forza Horizon 2.
That is a gorgeous game.
Yeah, it looks fucking beautiful.
It does.
It looks really, really good.
So, next up, Best Music, sponsored by Nickelback and Avril Lavigne. Fantasia.
That's kind of cheating, though, isn't it?
Not really, because they have a mix of like classical music plus modern music and multiple remixes of each song, and you control the remixes.
Yeah, but it's all licensed music, though.
So?
I don't know.
I never registered my fucking Smash Brothers.
Okay, then do it. I thought you did.
The 3DS one. I never registered the Wii U one.
Well, then do it.
Because I kind of want to I don't know. Is it a cop-out if I say Smash Brothers?
No, not at all. And that's a great pick.
Yeah, Smash Brothers.
Pappy, best music?
I'm going to go with Shovel Knight. It's the only OST I've listened to all year and enjoyed.
True, because Jake is amazing.
Yes, that is a fact.
Oh, Jakey. The new Shantae soundtrack is amazing, too. Shantae. Man, I wish he'd come on the show.
Shantae. Who, Shantae?
Yeah. No, Jake. I've been begging him to come on for 100.
You got to get him off of those 400-hour work weeks first.
Basically.
No, he's not really employed. He's freelance now, so.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I follow his tweets. he
so
works.
Now instead of a 400-hour work week, it's like a 500.
Well, yeah. we are in the final stretch for our awards. What is your most anticipated game of 2015 sponsored by Miss Cleo?
Halo 5.
Did you play the beta yet? Is that out yet?
No. Let me specify. Halo 5, the campaign.
Okay.
So I don't have to get online.
There's been mixed info on whether or not the digital buyers get the beta. I think it'd be shitty if we don't.
I'm looking forward to Dying Light as well. I think that's going to be kind of... It might actually be a decent take on a zombie game.
Dying Light looks cool.
Yeah.
Well, Dying Light is the new game from Techland, the guys who made Dead Island. While
Dead Island 2
is not from Techland.
Right. I'm torn. I'm torn, honestly. I'm torn between Dying Light, Dead Island 2, and
American Truck Driver.
Nope.
I'm sorry, American Truck Simulator.
Ride to Hell Redemption 2.
Bless you.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck, I know there was a game that was coming out that I was like...
Mortal Kombat X.
And then also that Suda 51 game, even though I'm not even going to be able to play it because it's on a fucking PlayStation 4 only. I forget what the hell the name of it is, but it's Suda 51, so I'm interested, obviously. So
the two big ones on my list are The Witcher 3, which the delay just hurt my soul because we were getting so close. And then Final Fantasy Type Zero HD.
I'd say look on the bright side with The Witcher, though. There were enough good games the last 3 months that it dulled the pain a little bit.
No, The Witcher is a special kind of pain.
Dude, I tried playing The Witcher 2, and I don't know if it was just because of like the time frame for me, but I couldn't get into it.
I didn't enjoy it. I couldn't get into it either. But it's one of those games where if you enjoy it, you love it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm surprised Pappy didn't mention that the game starts off with like full-on redhead bush.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I appreciate an RPG that treats me like an adult, but I just didn't care for the story or the game controls.
Well, isn't that one of those ones where it's like all your decisions change the entire outcome of the game?
Not the entire, but they do have an impact on things.
And the collecting. Like, I really hate collecting herbs and making potions and shit like that. I do.
Well, you didn't have to do a lot of that.
Yeah, but it's in there, whenever a game starts that way, I assume I'm going to need it for something, so I do it. Dragon Age is annoying me a little bit with that. Like, I had 100 fucking,
Elfru?
Elfru, yeah. And I'm like, and I get pop-ups like, oh, you can turn in some of these things, and I did. Now I have zero, and I also have to make fucking potions that need Elfru, so now I got to go and just fucking Elfru mine.
It's like, grow them in your garden in Skyhold. That's what
I just got my garden.
Well,
shut your mouth.
Use all six pots for Elfruit. Zone out. Zone back in. And after they grow, like you leave and come back, and they'll be in the process of growing. Leave and come back, and they're ready. Leave and come back, they're ready. Leave and come back. That you could just farm it like that if you really want, or wander around and collect them.
So. Yeah, it's just, again, it's just like with Mass Effect 2 and having to go scan the planets, you know.
I mean, you're running around to murder shit anyway to pick up the elf roots.
I do. I murder the shit out of everything.
Yeah. We still have to try that online.
I want to beat the game first, though.
You should grab the free DLC while you're at it.
I want to beat the game, so I think I need 85 more fucking hours. I am everything in that game. Like, it's going to take a long time to beat.
Yeah. So, least anticipated game of 2015, sponsored by Chris Angel.
What's coming out next year?
You know, mine, Batman Arkham Knight.
Because of the rocket launcher?
And, well, I mean, I was never a big fan of the first two, but yeah, and they're taking Batman to a point where I feel like they're actively trying to damage his brand.
I think you're the first person I've ever heard say that they weren't a fan of the first two Arkham games.
Oh, no, no, they were gorgeous, but I was fucking terrible at them.
I like them. I like the first
two. They fight the same way as Mordor, really.
That's I'm fucking terrible in Mordor, so too. I am so bad. Like, there are so many orc bosses that I can now never kill.
I have one that is literally unkillable. Yeah. He is immune to pretty much everything.
I want to play.
Because when you die, an orc boss on the battle screen potentially kills another one, takes his place, and then gets more powers and levels
up. I'm kind of hoping that there is a copy that I can snag from the Scranton store tomorrow, just so I could have that game and play it, because I want to fill that void that I wanted Assassin's Creed to fill.
Oh no, yeah, you would love, Mordor would fill that void and then some.
Right, like that's honestly, like, that's why I want Mordor so bad, because it's more Mordor has setting that I would enjoy more, because I like more of the fantasy type of
RPG. And this discussion styles is nothing at all about our least anticipated game of next year.
You're right. what is set to be released next year?
Oh, a bunch of games.
A lot.
Yeah. I got an email.
I see that. I wonder if it's fucking Zach.
We do have an email from him, by the way.
I'm shocked. I forget.
The really big ones, I guess, would be like Dying Light. There's another Dragon Ball.
Homefront.
The Order 1886, but that's a PS4 exclusive. Yeah. Bladestorm.
I'm kind of interested in Bladestorm.
Battlefield Hardline.
Fuck it. My least anticipated game of next year is Call of Duty, because we know one. Because
we know there's going to be one.
And Assassin's Creed, because we know there's going
to
be one.
See, I don't want to do a cop out like that. I want to do like a specific title that's already been like pimped a little. Go down the list. What do we got?
I don't have a list.
Oh, I think you were I'm iPad,
looking at the email.
I'm the one looking at the list.
All right, give me what you got.
Duke Nukem 3D Megaton Edition.
What, a Megaton Edition?
No, it's a remix. Raven's Cry, Dynasty Warriors 8, Dying Light, Grim Fandango Remastered, Way of the Samurai 4, Criminal Girls Invite Only, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, DOA 5.
They're making a DOA?
Yeah, DOA 5 last round. Yeah, last round for everything.
Huh.
Bladestorm Nightmare. Project Cars Bloodborne.
Project Cars is kind of low on my list.
Mortal Kombat X. Witcher 3.
Look how it pretty much said Mortal Kombat Tex.
Tex.
Is that what I said? Mortal
Kombat.
You were going to say 10, and then you went...
That email was from Zach, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Rogue and Assassin's Creed Victory. Both for next year.
Let's go with...
Wait, Rogue? That came out last
month. It says early 2015. Maybe they never updated. I'm on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Broken Ajax 2? New gen port.
Yeah.
Could be.
Crackdown 3?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Honestly, if Crackdown 3 is supposed to come out, I'm actually not that pumped about it.
Really?
No. I don't know. That fucking car one.
Final Fantasy 7 on PS4.
Yes. That is my least anticipated game of next year.
That works.
Gran Turismo 7?
That's pretty low.
It's pretty low as well.
I
was
going to
say, what are the big
front
releases for PlayStation 4 next year?
I really don't think we'll see Gran Turismo 7 next year either.
Homefront the Revolution, if anyone ever played the first Homefront, it was pretty damn unplayable.
Well, the new one looks really solid.
Just Cause 3.
I can't wait for that. Oh, my God.
Mad Max.
Madden.
Madden?
Next year's Madden. Fuck it.
No, Fight. FIFA.
Final. FIFA.
FIFA.
Final category.
Oh, there's a sports game called Ollie Ollie. You should look into that one, Chris.
That's really fun, actually. It's side-scrolling skateboarding.
Yeah, it's coming to Xbox One and the 3DS.
It's on PlayStation right now. It's really cool.
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Overall game of the year.
Oh, God damn it.
So hard.
Are you really going to have to sit and think about this one for 20 minutes again, Chris? You could have been thinking about this the entire time.
I mean,
you knew it was coming.
My go-to is going to be Diablo, but it was an expansion, so I think that's kind of a cop-out.
My game of the year is Dragon Age Inquisition. That is my absolute game of the year.
I really think that that is, but I do want to shout out to The Wolf Among Us because it was just a fantastic game.
I'm gonna officially say Diablo, but if somebody says that that's a cop out, then I'm gonna go Sunset Overdrive.
We'll go Sunset Overdrive then, yeah, because I think Diablo expansion is game of the year is kind of a cop out.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a cop out. So I'll go Sunset Overdrive then.
So two Dragon Ages and a Sunset, nice,
and a shout out.
Yeah, I could give a shout out to Earthbound too.
Yeah, well, I gave a shout out to at least a game that was made in 2014.
I'll give a honorable mention to Smash Brothers.
There you go. Honorable mentions. Everybody likes them.
My honorable mention would be Forza.
There you go.
Horizon 2.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get that started.
I'm watching Joe drive around a cornfield for 30 minutes.
just trying to like destroy all of the fucking...
Oh, it's all good.
It's funny.
And then he drove away and he came back and the corn was back. He's like, what the fuck? Now I gotta do it again.
So mad.
Fuck it. My shout out is to Puyo Puyo versus Tetris for the Xbox One. Because I imported that motherfucker from Japan.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I don't remember seeing a Tetris game on there. So
no, Tetris is actually coming out tomorrow, I think. But just Tetris Ultimate from Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
This is Puyo Puyo versus Tetris.
Can you
from Sega?
Can you play Tetris? Can you play this Tetris game with people online?
I would imagine that you could because it's the year 2014.
Don't assume it's Ubisoft.
True.
Okay, I would be slightly interested in that. I know you own Tetris, but I do love Tetris. It's fun. I'm not like the greatest at it.
Like
but it's
most
fun.
Of the achievements I've gotten in Tetris versus Puyo have been the Tetris achievements. Love it. The hell was that?
You know, I'm sick, right?
Yeah, we could hear.
Okay, all right.
You've been pretty okay for most of the show.
That's because I had some wonderful soup. Yeah. It was really good.
All right.
I'm going to have some chili after this. It's going to be delicious.
Let's get to these emails from Zach.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Another email from Zach. What a surprise. If you guys do a holiday contest for the PlayStation Experience swag bag, I'll contribute a Tales from the Borderlands code for who knows what platform. Yeah, we got to figure something out with that.
Which I actually finally got to play my first Telltale games, and I played Tales from the Borderlands, the first chapter, and I was so upset when it ended. I'm like,
welcome to Telltale.
I'm like, I have to stop now, and I have to wait? Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like,
welcome to Telltale
games. I'm ready to go, dude. Like, so yeah, that's probably my only gripe so far. Otherwise, I really like the idea. I may have to start delving into some more Telltale games because that's actually really fun. They're cool, and it's Borderlands, so of course I'm fucking hyped. I'm hyped.
So he continues on. I never subscribed before because I always just clicked on the links Joe posted on Facebook. Hashtag YOLO. He couldn't say Yoloft.
Yoloft.
Come on, Zach. Okay, yeah, my buddy has lots of level 70s in Diablo 3, not 60s. My bad. Also, Chris, what is the point of having procedurally generated maps that change every time if you don't explore them and see what's different?
Here's why.
DICE is not Yahtzee or Liars.
Hold on. Here's why. The majority of them aren't that procedurally generated, so no.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that pretty much every single time that we play, I pretty much know where to go every single time? It's because there's a general idea of where the end, the start and end is.
Some of us still like to explore and kill things, unlike you.
So onto the email.
Dice is not Yahtzee or Liar's Dice at all. It's completely different. Quelf is a similar party game to Cranium with different colored cards and categories featuring different challenges. It is it is made immensely better as a drinking game. Yeah. You don't have to read the following rules for Egyptian Rat Screw on the podcast if you don't want to. It's more for your guys' knowledge. I think I have to read it, don't I?
I want to know. How are you going to tell me that there's a game called Egyptian Rat Screw and not tell me how to play it?
True. He says, let me know if you want to give the game a go. Egyptian Rat Screw is played with a standard deck of 52 cards where you get to slap each other.
What the dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, hence the screw part.
Every card gets dealt out to all present players. You do not look at the cards in your personal deck. You just always play the card or cards on the top of your deck.
So it's like war.
That's what it sounds like. The aim on the game is to collect every card, making all other players go out. However, just because someone loses all their cards, they aren't necessarily out of the game completely. They've always got a chance to get back in until someone has definitively won by obtaining every last card in the deck. The game begins with the person left of the dealer. They pull one card from the top of their deck and immediately place it face up in the middle of the play area. If it is a number card, the next player pulls a card the same way. Again, number cards mean nothing and play continues as such and the pot builds until a face card is drawn. If an ace is pulled, the next player has four draws from the top of their deck to pull another face card. If they fail to do so, the person who played the ace gets the pot. And the stack of cards goes to the bottom of their deck. As I said, aces allow the next player four draws to get another face card. Meanwhile, king allows three, queens two, and jacks only allow one. Thus, jacks are the most valuable cards as they give the least opportunity for the next player to draw another face card. Besides winning pots with face cards, there's one more way to achieve victory. Remember the slapping I mentioned? If doubles are played... Example, I play a four of spades and then Chris plays a four of hearts. Anyone is allowed to slap the deck. Whoever is the fastest and has their hand on the actual deck, as opposed to piled on top like all the other slapping hands, gets to take the entire pile. This is how players who have lost all their cards...
So it's like spit, too.
Yeah. Huh. This is how players who've lost all their cards can get back in the game by slapping back in on doubles. There are other variants for slapping as well, such as sandwiches, which are doubles with something in the middle, like six, queen, six.
Right.
But the standard game is just slapping on doubles. The player who wins any given pot starts the next round, and play continues until one person has all 52 cards. If a player plays an ace and player B only has two cards left that are both number cards, player A does not yet get the pot. The ace must be continued and closed out by the next player. If you try the game and get confused or something doesn't work, let me know and I'll work you through it.
It seems simple enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually kind of want to try that. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let's do it at MAGFest. You're offered a free room.
I'm
you stupid butthole.
I'm just going to sigh for right now.
Chris, you really need to get into Tales of the Borderlands.
The first
episode is so good.
It is.
By the time you guys read this, my review should be up, so go check it out instead of me writing all about it here. Seriously, you'll love it. It's so much fun. You're not just for Zach. Head to savecontinue.com and check out his review.
There you go.
Just for him.
Just for
Zach. Just for you. I'm pimping that. Just for you. Because Kyle can still go fuck himself.
I never changed my Street Pass thing.
Yeah, I know. Every time I see it, I'm like, you son of a bitch.
It still says savecontinue.com on my Street Pass.
I like having the warp pipe and saying, I want you in me.
I think it was funnier when you had the rupee on your forehead and said Kunal.
Yeah. I am currently playing Lego Batman 3, Halo Master Chief Collection, Theater Rhythm, Final Fantasy. Joe, are you interested in the newly announced Theater Rhythm Dragon Quest? Fuck yes, I am. And soon, hopefully, jumping back into the Evil Within and Sunset Overdrive. The end.
We'll have a fourth for Sunset.
True.
Although, time scheduling, fuck that.
Yeah. Next email from YouTube. Vitor Prates has subscribed to us. You hear that? If you subscribe to us on YouTube, I will give you a shout out on the show.
And you should probably email us and contribute to the show instead
what
of just like.
What the fuck was that?
I think he just died.
I'm dead now.
Like, did you explode?
My soda. I was pouring soda into a glass, and I gave it too much head.
Well, you love giving a lot of head.
So. Right next to my computer, hence the shit.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You're the best around. The words and things.
I've been doing a really good job of doing retarded stuff for the last month.
Fitting.
Yep. Like sending you Christmas presents. Oh.
So can we like keep talking, or are you going to be super noisy still?
Oh, shit.
Better?
Yes.
Much better.
But yes, if you subscribe to us on YouTube, we will read your name on the air. And if you want to just write to us in general, you could always drop us an email at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Gmail. And then, of course, the email sound went off at 9:48.
And it was from Zach. I called it. It was. I knew it was going to be.
Oh, we've got a history lesson going on here too.
Oh, here we fuck.
Fun fact: way back in episode 12 in May 2013. When the hell was that? Back in the day.
Back in the days. In the days of the
13s. You guys.
Back when Miley Cyrus still had hair. I think. I don't know.
Way back in episode 12, you guys talk about Dynasty Warriors, and Chris is all, man, I wish there were more Dynasty Warriors-esque games with different franchises. And look, now we've got the 2014 Game of the Year, Hyrule Warriors. What up? It's like he knew we were talking about Games of the Year.
It's cool.
That's scary. Zach, you freak us the fuck out.
It's cool. It's cool. It's funny, because like, well, I think originally we were probably talking about the Fist of the North Star.
Maybe.
Because I think me and Tim were playing that at the time. So that's probably why we were talking about Dynasty Warriors. And I was like, oh, they should totally make Dynasty Warriors for like other shit. And then...
Boom, I don't know. I'm too old.
Here we are. Hyrule Warriors is a thing.
Fucking 80 episodes ago.
I've got a coworker who is obsessed with Dynasty Warriors Gundam. Like, I think he maxed everything in the game.
Wow. I know Ian Jesus is pretty obsessed with the Warriors games.
How about... Yeah. Can I get a fucking Berserk game?
Yeah, buy a Dreamcast.
Or a PlayStation 2. I would.
I just need somebody to give me all the four Berserk movies to continue on the series.
Oh my god. No, there. So here's what those movies. It's pretty much just it sums up the anime series.
I'll still watch them.
Oh, they're fucking gorgeous. They're amazing.
My third roommate in Japan, because, you know, when someone moves out, you just get a new guy.
Yeah.
He was teaching himself how to read Japanese by buying the Berserk books and slowly translating them into English.
Huh.
That's an interesting way of doing it.
So, a little bit of news to talk about.
That is?
I'm waiting for your sneeze.
Just go for it.
He's not going to sneeze until you start talking.
Oh, it went away. Fuck. Oh, I hate that feeling. Oh.
They just announced another game is getting a remaster.
Duke Nukem.
Nope. DMC, Devil May Cry.
I didn't mention that because I figured you guys knew that.
Well, we still talk about news on the show, you shithead.
Well, not everybody. Well, I was reading out the new releases for next year, and I saw that come up, and I was like, it's not really a new game.
It's hitting March 17th. Same day as Final Fantasy Type Zero HD. It's completely remastered version of DMC. Not the original Devil May Cry, DMC.
DMC, yes.
The newest one. And it's going to have all the DLC with it, some new modes, new this, new that. They also teased at the end of the trailer a Devil May Cry 4 remake for next summer.
Which is slated for next summer, yeah.
I never played that one either.
I don't know, but DMC DLC just sounds like a tongue twister in the making.
And you can only get it through TLC.
I was just going to say you have to walk through a waterfall. I've never played a Devil May Cry.
I loved one.
They're good.
Two kind of overcompensated. People are like, I love the hack and slash. So two is like, okay, everything that you have to fight takes roughly 7,000 hits before it dies. Even the commons.
Yeah.
I think
Devil May Cry 2 is the least enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, one was one of the few games I have ever beaten in the PS2 era.
I'm mad at myself because I've always intended to play DMC for the 360.
Jordan's friend, Debbie, literally only has a Steam account for DMC.
Wow.
That's the only game on her Steam library.
Damn.
I remember her requesting me. She was like, oh, I have Steam. You should request me. And I went through her library, and literally that was the only game. I'm like, huh, how is that? She's like, oh, I really like it. Like, you know,
they have like four other Devil May Cry games.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, there's a lot of stuff on Steam. Like,
what the fuck?
That is Chris's loudest text sound in the world.
Okay, so it's 7:15 my time, and I haven't had dinner yet. What else do we have to cover?
You crying about eating?
Okay, well, what after that?
Music, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. What should I play?
Music.
Before we sign off, now you can see it in person.
Oh, your McDonald's Treasure Land adventure.
I got the McDonald's Treasure Island.
It's just Treasure Land. There's no island in the title.
Okay, whatever.
Stupid.
McDonald's.
Well, now I want to see Treasure Island presented by McDonald's in some kind of TV special.
We're not playing Treasure Land Adventure music again. We did that.
I got the Genesis guide instruction manual, and it's actually in really good shape. So I was at Steve's, and I was doing random work.
What was that album that just released in the game community? Like Arm Cannon, the 1-Ups, a bunch of ice level stages.
I don't remember.
I forget the name of it.
You're way more up to date on that shit than I am.
We're playing shit off that.
That's fine.
It's like,
well, this is the best of the year, so maybe we should play some of our favorite songs from the year.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Nah.
That new project came out, so I'm just gonna find some of the stuff on there.
All right. Cool.
It has a new Arm Cannon song on it, and it's a free download.
Cool.
It's free.
Come the fuck on. Come the fuck on.
Final words?
I'm going home to drink some Surge. Wait, no, I had one before I came up. I could have another one when I go home.
I mean,
I'm going to go home and play Onigiri. We didn't talk about that.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
That is a free-to-download MMO for the Xbox One.
That's in Japanese.
That's in Japanese only.
So fuck that. I don't know Japanese.
That's fun as hell. I just skip through everything. It has waypoints for every quest, so you don't need to read shit.
I don't know Japanese,
and it's cool as hell. And they just announced it's coming spring to America.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well then I will be interested.
Yeah.
Nigiri is a type of sushi.
Yes, I know. So looking up info on the game was kind of annoying.
Free-to-play MMORPG, and the first thing that pops up is mostly naked women. Now I know why Joe's playing it.
Actually, there's only one character who's like that revealing. It's my Xbox One background right now.
Of course it is.
Yeah, because he signed in on my Xbox, and the first thing that popped up was that picture.
Look at them titties.
See enough hentai to know where this is going.
Thank you.